Recorded Books presents a Lone Star audio production, The Theory of Light and Matter, Stories by Andrew Porter. This unabridged recording is narrated by the Recorded Books Repertory Company. This book is copyrighted 2008 by Andrew Porter. This recording is copyrighted 2010 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Lone Star Audio, celebrating the work of great writers from Texas. And now, the first story in this collection, Hole, narrated by Joseph Collins.
The hole was at the end of Tal Walker's driveway. It's paved over now. But 12 summers ago, Tal climbed into it and never came up again. Weeks afterward, my mother would hug me for no reason, pulling me tight against her each time I left the house, and later, at night, before I went to bed, she'd run her fingers through the bristles of my crew cut and lean close to me, whispering my name. Tal was 10 when this happened, and I was 11. The backs of our yards touched through a row of forsythia bushes, and we had been neighbors and best friends since my parents had moved to Virginia 3 years before. We rode the bus together, sat next to each other in school, even slept at each other's houses, except in the summer when we slept out in the plywood fort we built under the Chinese elm in Tal's backyard. Tal liked having the hole on his property. It was something no one else in the neighborhood had, and he liked to talk about it when we camped out in the fort. The opening was a manhole that Tal's dad had illegally pried open, and it led to an abandoned sewer underneath their driveway. Rather than collecting their grass clippings and weeds in plastic bags as everyone else on the street did, the Walkers would lift the steel lid and dump theirs into the hole. It seemed like a secret, something illicit. We never actually knew what was in there. It was just a large, empty space, so murky you couldn't see the bottom. Sometimes Tal would try to convince me that a family of lizard creatures lived there, just like the ones he'd swore he'd seen late at night by the swamp. 6-foot-tall lizard people that could live on just about anything, twigs or grass, and had special vision that enabled them to see in the dark. That was 12 years ago. My family no longer lives in Virginia, and Tal is no longer alive. But this is what I tell my girlfriend when I wake at night and imagine Tal talking to me again. It's mid-July, 12 summers ago, and Tal is yelling to me over the roar of the lawnmower less than an hour before his death. His mouth is moving, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?